Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, August 13th, Thankful Tuesday. We are in Galatians chapter 2. I'm reading from the New International Version this week. And in Galatians chapter 2, Paul is continuing the conversation about his conversion and about Jesus being the one who has given him revelations and his ministry and his confirmation from the Jewish leaders that he was on the right track. And so we're going to read all about that today and how he went to Jerusalem and he took Titus with him, a Greek who was uncircumcised. And anyway, a lot comes up today in this passage. Several things that are themes are the fear of man, the idea that misleading from people can drive us away from the truth, and then how it's so tempting for us to seek our righteousness in things other than Jesus. But the main point of Galatians is that we are made righteous through faith in Christ, period. Galatians chapter 2. Then after 14 years, I went up again to Jerusalem, this time with Barnabas. I took Titus along also. I went in response to a revelation, and, meeting privately with those esteemed as leaders, I presented to them the gospel that I preach among the Gentiles. I wanted to be sure I was not running and had not been running my race in vain. Yet not even Titus, who was with me, was compelled to be circumcised, even though he was a Greek. This matter arose because some false believers had infiltrated our ranks to spy on the freedom we have in Christ Jesus and to make us slaves. We did not give in to them for a moment so that the truth of the gospel might be preserved for you. As for those who were held in high esteem, whatever they were makes no difference to me. God does not show favoritism. They added nothing to my message. On the contrary, they recognized that I had been entrusted with the task of preaching the gospel to the uncircumcised, just as Peter had been to the circumcised. For God, who was at work in Peter as an apostle to the circumcised, was also at work in me as an apostle to the Gentiles. James, Cephas, and John, those esteemed as pillars, gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship when they recognized the grace given to me. They agreed that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the circumcised. All they asked was that we should continue to remember the poor, the very thing I had been eager to do all along. And then the title of my Bible says, Paul opposes Cephas. Remember, Cephas is another name for Peter. When Cephas came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face because he stood condemned. For before certain men came from James, he used to eat with the Gentiles. But when they arrived, he began to draw back and separate himself from the Gentiles because he was afraid of those who belonged to the circumcision group. The other Jews joined in his hypocrisy, so that by their hypocrisy, even Barnabas was led astray. When I saw that they were not acting in line with the truth of the gospel, I said to Cephas in front of them all, "You are a Jew, yet you live like a Gentile and not like a Jew. How is it then that you force Gentiles to follow Jewish customs?" We who are Jews by birth and not sinful Gentiles know that a person is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. So we too have put our faith in Christ Jesus, that we may be justified by faith in Christ, and not by the works of the law, because by the works of the law, no one will be justified. But if, in seeking to be justified in Christ, we Jews find ourselves also among the sinners, doesn't that mean that Christ promotes sin? Absolutely not. If I rebuild what I destroyed, then I really would be a lawbreaker. For through the law, I died to the law so that I might live for God. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. This is a passage, if we think deeply about it, it can be very convicting. Are there areas of your life where you really fear what someone else thinks about you, or you are living in a way where you know you're probably misleading people away from the truth, but it's just so comfortable? Or are you seeking your righteousness in things other than Jesus Christ and faith in him? I want to remind us what it says here in verse 21. This is a paraphrase. If we could earn salvation, Jesus died for nothing. Let's turn that around to a positive praise statement. Thank you, Jesus, for our salvation. We know we can do nothing to earn it, and yet you offer it freely to us because of your grace. That's something to be thankful for on this Thankful Tuesday as we count our blessings together. Have you ever made a gratitude list? If not, I encourage you to do that exercise this morning, this afternoon, or this evening, whenever you're listening along. Think about people and places and things, like I often encourage us to, tangible things that God gives us, and also about the character of God. Perhaps also you can list things that Jesus is teaching you in the midst of trials that you can be thankful for. And maybe even the overlooked little things like the workings of our bodies or our homes. Will you pray with me? Father, we just want to thank you on this Thankful Tuesday for all your many blessings, the people that you've surrounded us with who love and serve you, the places where we see you at work, help us to see you more clearly, the things, even the little things that we take for granted, like the fact that we are breathing in and out and we don't even recognize it from moment to moment, but you help us, Lord. I pray, dear Lord, on this Thankful Tuesday for those who find it hard to have gratitude on their lips because they are so grieved. I pray, Lord, even in the midst of grief, that you would surround them with your presence. We thank you, Lord, for your character, that you are a strong tower. You are our shade. You are our refuge. You take our sin as far as east is from west, and you are our deliverer. We thank you most of all for Jesus, the one in whom we see your grace displayed for us. This gospel, good news, and truth that we can't earn salvation, but Jesus Christ sacrificed to make a way for us. And so we say, hallelujah. Praise your holy name, Lord. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.